talking about our home. Talking about me and you. Things we'll do or say to home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Custom Home and Remodel Show, and Charleston's online home show, newhomecharleston.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. That was Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros with Home. In addition to the great Chris Isaacs talking about a home, and special thanks to our show producer, Sarah Lamb, for coming up with today's home theme song. And If you would like to request we play a home theme song at the beginning of our radio show, please visit Charleston Home and Design Magazine's Facebook page and make a comment requesting a song. And if we play your request, we'll send you a free Charleston Home and Design Magazine t-shirt. Well, in addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the three custom home shows we organize: the Charleston Home and Design Show, which takes place every January, the Charleston Fall Home Show, which happens every August, and the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival, which is coming up Saturday and Sunday, April 22nd and 23rd, at Volvo Car Stadium on Daniel Island. Well, today's radio show is coming to you from Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens, and we'll be speaking with Ken Good. Also, we'll be speaking with Jamie Nelson with Carolina Lanterns and Lighting. Also, Jonathan Flannery with Aiden Fabrics. Zach Faulkner with Smart Vent Foundation Flood Vents. And also, Paul Farrell and Chef Doug Tronzo with the Craft Beer Festival, which is happening at the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival. Two festivals in one. Have a great weekend. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. Today's radio show is coming to you from Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens, located at 1000 Johnny Dodds Boulevard, right next to Publix supermarkets, and everyone knows the Chick-fil-A as a landmark also over here in Mount Pleasant. And now we're talking with Ken Good with Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens. How you doing, Ken?
I'm doing great. How you doing, Tim?
Good, good. Take a moment, Ken, and tell everybody about Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens.
Well, Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens is a full-service outdoor lifestyle provider. We build outdoor kitchens. We build outdoor fireplaces. We build outdoor fire pits, we do pavers, anything pertaining to outdoor lifestyles, we do.
When you say outdoor lifestyles, what do you mean by that?
When I'm talking about living outside, you know, people are now taking the indoors outdoors.
Right.
So you're starting to see people spend more time outside and building spaces where they can enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we do pergolas, we do pavilions, we do gazebos, you know, anything that you want to do for outdoor living.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And you know, you're providing the tangible equipment and the tangible things that go into an outdoor living space. But when you talk to a homeowner, what they're envisioning is family coming over for the big game, the football game in the fall, or you know, friends coming over to swim in the pool and grill outdoors. And they're thinking of the that's what I think of when I think of the lifestyles that these people are experiencing. And, you know, all of those happy moments, those are intangibles. You can't really put your finger on them. But Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens, you folks can help make those intangibles real.
We can. We can help you with your design. We have 5 different cabinet lines that we can do that are made for the exterior. We have a Wherever that's a high-density polyethylene. We have Nature Cast, which is a high-density resin with a PVC box. We've got several, powder-coated aluminum brand. We got Danver and Brown Jordan, which is also a stainless steel cabinet. We have multiple ways that we can do your outdoor. Another thing that we do, we also build you a aluminum frame that we could do your outdoor kitchen in, Durarock it, and put whatever surround you want it, like stucco. Something becoming very popular right now is a porcelain tile. We can do travertine tile. We can do stacked stone, mini bricks. There's multiple different ways we can make your outdoor lifestyle look.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, and you're mentioning several things that are related to the longevity of the equipment that is being purchased from Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens, because we live in an area, it's beautiful, everyone knows the advantages of Charleston, but it's also got very salty, corrosive air. There are certain grills that you can buy at big box stores that are disposable grills. There, you may think that you're buying a grill for a long time, but they're going to rust. They're not going to be able to withstand some of the salty air and humidity and so forth that we have here. They're going to rust out and so forth. The equipment that Palmetto Outdoor Kitchen sells, it's meant to last a long time?
Yes, sir. Basically what we've got, everything that we've got in here, there's two different kinds. There's several different kinds of stainless steel. Everything we carry here is 304 stainless steel, which is going to last a little bit longer. We carry everything from a mid-range to a high-end grill, which is basically going to give you anywhere on your burners from a 15-year warranty to a lifetime warranty. We've got 14 different grill lines, so we carry most all your high-end grills that's out there. And we also, we also service what we sell. We're authorized service dealers for most grills out there, and we also have we're also getting into doing monthly maintenance of somebody or monthly cleanings. Mm-hmm. A lot of people, they want to have us come over once a month and we'll clean your grill or once a year and clean your grill. So we're also doing that as well now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's the thing and tell me if I'm wrong, but the typical homeowner does not want to have to spend a lot of time maintaining anything around the house, really. They would prefer to be able to spend their off time in their backyard or on the boat or something like that, doing something other than maintaining their household items. And all of the items that you're mentioning at Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens, these are meant to last a long time, and they're also low maintenance?
Absolutely. I mean, most of our grills, your high-end grills today, they come in, you have lights in them, you got, there's a multitude of different options you can get with the high-end grill. They're going to burn a little bit hotter than you, than the grills that you buy at the big box stores. They're much heavier, and they're built to last a lot longer.
And if there is a problem, and, no matter what you buy, I don't care if it's a, an Apple product or whatever, there's going to be some time down the road that you might experience an issue, and they can, and Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens, you folks will be here to help when there is a problem.
Absolutely, and that's one of the, divisions we have right now is service and grill cleaning.
What do you say to people who might be, they're getting more and more into the habit of buying things online versus, going to a bricks and mortar store here in Mount Pleasant at Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens?
Well, when you buy online, you're taking a risk in anything, and especially with a major purchase like a grill. I mean, I've heard some horror stories out there where people have bought grills and the truck comes and drops it off at the foot of their driveway and leaves it right there. There's nobody there to service it, nobody there to help them hook it up. If it comes in damaged, then they've got to deal with all that. where if you come and buy it from us, we're going to be 100% behind you.
Mm-hmm. And when, you know, a lot of times, I'm sure you talk to homeowners, and they could give you a list of things that they want in their backyard. They might want a pergola. They want a little patio sitting area. They might want a swimming pool, or maybe installing a swimming pool at some point in the future. They might want an outdoor television. They might want the outdoor kitchen. They might want a fire pit. So they've got this long list of wishes, and can they give that to Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens, and can you make sense of it in terms of a design?
Absolutely. I mean, there's so many different things that you can put with an outdoor kitchen today. You know, we have outdoor TVs, you got the outdoor furniture, you got the outdoor grills. There's so many things that you can put into a kitchen now. I mean, you got power burners, you got double side burners, you got refrigerators, wine coolers, ice chests, blenders, warming drawers, pizza ovens. There's just so many different things that you can add to your outdoor kitchen now, and we'll help the buyer go through all that.
Well, I'm sure we have a lot of listeners right now that are just imagining, you know, they're entertaining their kids' friends or their friends or family members that might be coming over, and you know, this is an extra space, an extra room that you're able to create outside of your house. And I don't know about you, but you know, when we have guests over, it's always nice to have them down at the pool rather than inside. And then when they leave, take out that leaf blower and just kind of boom,
you're done.
You're cleaned up in no time.
That's the beautiful thing. Take the little hose and wash it off. That's what's so great about it.
And everybody seems to be a little bit pressed for space these days. And so instead of adding on to the footprint of your home, you know, if you add on an outdoor living space and an outdoor kitchen, you're really creating extra living space without having the expense of having to add on to your house.
Yeah, we have a lot of people that they come in here and they say, hey, I don't have much room. But you'll be surprised what you can do for an outdoor living space in a very small space. I mean, we do a lot of houses like in Ion where you don't have a whole lot of room, but you can really create some really nice designs in the smaller spaces.
Mm-hmm. Has it been a busy spring for you with the weather being a little bit warmer?
The weather's been great. We started off with a very, very strong first quarter, so I'm excited for the rest of the year.
And if someone would like Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens to create that outdoor kitchen or that outdoor living space, from the time they step into your store here in Mount Pleasant to the time they can start grilling, what kind of a time frame are we looking at?
It really depends on what they select. If they decide to go with one of our aluminum frames, which we build in-house at our warehouse, we can do that, you know, 2 weeks. If we got to order specialty cabinets, they can take anywhere from 4 to 6 weeks to get here. But, you know, the whole time we're doing the prep that goes around everything else. So it's a very quick turnaround once we get started.
Right, right. Definitely enjoy it by summer. And,
absolutely.
And even before then. Well, how can folks get more information about Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens?
Well, if you'd like Palmetto Outdoor Kitchen, like I said, we'll do a free design consult with you. You can stop by our showroom, which is here in Mount Pleasant in the Queensboro Shopping Center at 1000 Johnny Dodds Boulevard. You can give us a call at 843-216-0006, or you can email us at info@palmettooutdoorkitchens.com from our website, palmettooutdoorkitchens.com.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Ken Good with Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens. Thanks so much, Ken.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens, located in Mount Pleasant next to the Publix, and everyone knows where that Chick-fil-A restaurant is, right out in front of the shopping center where Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens is located. And now we're talking with Jonathan Flannery with Aiden Fabrics. How you doing, Jonathan?
Doing well. Thanks for having me.
Sure. Take a moment and tell everybody about Aiden Fabrics.
Aiden Fabrics is located at 1136 Hungry Neck Boulevard next to King Street Grill. We are an indoor and outdoor fabric store focusing on fabric by the yard. We have over 2,000 bolts of fabric, 400 of them, which are strictly outdoor fabrics. We do custom work in terms of cushions and bedding, workroom services. We have new furniture, rugs and accessories, and basically anything that you need to outfit your home, the interior of your home.
Gotcha. Everybody has spring fever now, and we had an early spring. Where are the areas outside of the home where Aiden Fabrics can help people?
Sure. So if you come into our showroom, you'll primarily see one room that's focused strictly on outdoor fabrics. So a lot of people are coming in right now redoing their outdoor cushions, their patio furniture, their poolside furniture, and the infamous Low Country bed swings. So, if you come in, you're going to see 400 bolts of outdoor fabrics to choose from. And one of the big things that people are doing earlier this year than last year is because of this beautiful weather, they're recovering the cushions. Maybe they've gotten a little bit moldy or mildewy. Maybe they've got stains and whatnot. So they're coming in, they're picking out fabrics, and they're getting ahead of the game so that by the time it's really warm and nice to sit outside, their cushions are ready to go, their patio furniture and their swings are made up. So that's really what we're seeing a lot in the store right now. We've got all the major brands. We've got Sunbrella and all the other competitor brands, Outdura, Tempo Test, all the acrylic fabrics. So just a very wide selection to choose from.
I guess the a big faux pas is when you're at a get-together and there are two women in the same dress, right? And,
right.
I guess taking that a step further, you go to a department store or a big box store or something and buy some generic cushions that have some sort of, generic fabric on them. And you have friends and family over, and they're like, oh, yeah, those are the ones that come from Walmart or whatever.
Bed Bath & Beyond, Walmart, exactly. Yeah, I mean, those stores have good products. But, what we typically tell people is that focus on the nature of the fabric first. Get the right fabric. Get you a good quality acrylic fabric that's solution dyed. It has the highest resistance to light, sun fading, mold and mildew and staining. So let's start there. Something that'll give you a lot of life in your cushions. But in terms of the patterns overcrossing, we have not only 400 bolts of fabric in our showroom of just outdoor fabric, but we have a number of books to choose from. And the nature of our workroom is that you can customize things any which way you want. So some of the fabrics and patterns might overlap to what your neighbor may have, but we will customize them with different pillows and cording and piping and things that will make them unique to you. And it won't be the same as your neighbor, I can guarantee you that. Mm-hmm. And it'll look great.
And this is kind of surprising to a lot of people, that a lot of folks are using the outdoor fabrics from Aiden Fabrics on the inside of their house for furniture on the inside.
They are. It's a big trend that's taken off in the last 10 years. And I always tell people, if you have pets, if you have children that you fear they're going to stain, or a rental unit, just something that's high traffic or high use or a risk of any type of staining, start in the outdoor room first. Let's go there, because people are very surprised about the texture of the fabrics, feeling good, feeling soft, just like the indoor fabrics that they're used to. And then they can, if you can't find something there, then let's go to the indoor room. But chances are you're going to find something that's the right color, it's the right texture. It's not going to feel like the outdoor fabric days of the old that were stiff and crunchy. They're soft, and they've done a great job making them very versatile. Mm. So you can find something that's a good price point, stain resistant, bleach cleanable, and worry free.
So, you might have a dog, you might have small children, but even, I hate to admit it, but I mean, even adults, I've spilled things on the sofa by accident. What's the cleanup like when you're using an outdoor fabric on the inside?
It's very easy. Like you just said, people that entertain, that have people over at their house, indoors or out, you're going to have red wine, you're going to have kids with juice, you're going to have food, whatever. The fabric is very easy to clean. If you go to AidenFabrics.com and look at our recent video, I did a video where I show two stark white outdoor fabrics. I brought a bottle of red wine. It was 9 o'clock in the morning, so it was kind of fun to do a video with a Pinot Noir. But I drenched that white fabric with the red wine, and it's treated to bead up and just sheet right off the fabric. But over time, that does break down a little bit. And if there's anything that sets into the fabric, the acrylic nature of the fabric is that it can be bleached. And it doesn't matter if it's a jet black outdoor fabric or a dark navy outdoor fabric. If you have anything that stains that fabric, you can make up a bleach solution. You can scrub it down with soft detergents all the way up to bleach, and it will not fade that fabric. Mm. So cleanup should be a cinch. Wipe it down with some water first. If that doesn't work, go to the mild detergents and then go all the way up to bleach if you have to. And you can even put it in the washing machine. The thing about outdoor fabrics is you just don't want to heat dry them in the dryer because they can melt. Mm-hmm. So the best thing is just to let them air dry.
And as far as, you know, you laying down on that on your indoor sofa that has the outdoor fabric, it's going to feel good. It's going to feel comfortable to you.
It is. Yeah, they've done a great job at weaving these fabrics with a very, you know, kind of boucle feel yarn. Some of them have a nubby texture to them. You know, when you go back and you look at all the regular indoor fabrics, the ones that are the nicest to lay on, take a nap on your sofa indoors are the ones that have a little bit of a raised texture. They're soft and they've got sort of a knit feel, raised knit feel to them. Sunbrella, Outdura, Tempo Test, they all have done those same type of weaves but with acrylic yarns. Mm-hmm. So it's going to feel just like your grandmother's sofa that you may wanted to take a nap on.
Nice. Talk about the outdoor the swing beds that Aiden Fabric sells.
Sure. So we have in our showroom the typical low country bed swing that comes with a frame made of it's called sinker cypress. So it is wood that's harvested from the swamps to naturally resist water, rot, and it's already used to the water. But it's a product that is very much resistant to the weather, to fading. We can do really any custom stain or paint on it. We can change up the ropes and make that traditional natural looking rope on it, or you can do a galvanized chain. You could even do sort of a nylon boat looking rope, but it's very customizable in terms of the colors and the size. So you start with your frame, you build that out, customize it any which way you want, and then we go to the upholstery, and that's our bread and butter. You pick your fabrics for the base of the mattress, you pick your bolsters, you pick your back cushions, and that can go either which way you want. We kind of have a typical package, which is a mattress, two round bolsters flanking the sides, and three pillows across the back. But if somebody doesn't want round bolsters, they want square, they don't want any bolsters, they want more pillows, we can do that too. But we do have a package, and so we have a frame package and an upholstery package. We try to make it simple where everything's included, and then from there, if we need to customize it, you can change it a little bit, but it doesn't affect the price much. So they come in, they pick any fabric out of our showroom floor. We go to work with the different color palette that they want, the different patterns, the stripes, geometrics, solids, whatever you want, and we can make it from there. And then it's in about 4 to 6 weeks, it's ready to be installed into your home.
If you don't need the frame, if you're going to be putting this bed swing on a porch or, you know, an existing gazebo or structure or something like that, can you buy the bed swing without the frame?
Absolutely. You know, there's a lot of people in this town either have another person to make the swing frame for them, and we work with any existing situation. So you tell us the dimensions of your swing frame, we will make that upholstery package to fit.
Mm-hmm. Very good. And and Aiden Fabrics, as far as the package that you folks sell for the bed swings, that includes the mattress as well?
It does, yes. It includes the standard mattress. It was an antimicrobial piece of foam. It's a very nice premium grade of foam. There is an upgradable foam that is called Dryfast. It is a very worry-free foam. Some of the regular foams, they're antimicrobial and they'll resist mold and mildew, but they can sort of wick up a little bit of water and act like a sponge, kind of. And so if you're in a very exposed area of your backyard where it's full sun, full exposure to rain, you can upgrade a little bit to that premium dry fast foam and have a little bit more of a worry-free mattress.
Describe what it's like to sit or lay on one of these swing beds.
Well, if you can picture laying on your front porch in the springtime with a cup of sweet tea, taking a nap with a book, I mean, that's what it's like. I mean, people will... it's a very livable product. If you're on your porch and you spend a lot of time outdoors, which people in the low country obviously do, you know, they'll typically lay down, and that's why that round bolster on the side becomes very popular, because some people call it a neck roll. And what that means, is that you're using it as a pillow. You get a magazine, you get a glass of sweet tea or a glass of wine, read a book, you're going to fall asleep in 20 minutes and have a nice nap on them. But it's wide enough and deep enough to act like a twin bed or even bigger. Mm-hmm. So it's a lounging type product. But if you want to sit there with two or three kids and have some fun too, it's versatile. But it's a very, very comfortable and livable product.
And thanks to Aiden Fabrics, we're giving away one of these bed swings at the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival coming up April 22nd and 23rd. And so the only place you can register to win that, to win the backyard makeover package, including the bed swing, will be at the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival. And so we want everyone to come out to that. And also, how can folks get more information about Aiden Fabrics?
Well, you can come by and see us at 1136 Hungry Neck Boulevard. We're next to King Street Grill in the Iron Gate Shopping Plaza. Visit us on our website at aidenfabrics.com, and you can call us at 843-216-0008.
All right, great. Well, we have been speaking with Jonathan Flannery with Aiden Fabrics. Thanks so much, Jonathan.
Thanks for having me.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And today's radio show is coming to you from Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens, located at 1000 Johnny Dodds Boulevard in Mount Pleasant, right next to the Public Supermarket. And now we're talking with Paul Farrell and Doug Tronzo with Nacho Mama's Taqueria and also a Snappy event. How are you guys doing?
Doing great. Thanks for having us out.
Yeah, we're doing great. Thank you.
Good. Paul, take a moment and tell everybody about a Snappy event. That's your company, and also your restaurant Nacho Mama's Taqueria that Chef Doug works at.
All right. Well, been here in Charleston for quite some time. I won't tell you how many years, but do some cool events. We do the Mac Off, and we try to variate the events and just kind of bring something new to the area, but. Also have a restaurant called Nacho Mama's Taqueria. We have a location on Bohicket Marina and downtown on Spring Street. Mm-hmm. And we have the Loophole, which is another restaurant over on John's Island. So we're excited to be out. We're going to be doing the beer festival part of this event. And Doug's going to do some test kitchen with the green eggs. And we're hoping to have a good turnout.
Good deal. And let me just catch up our listeners. What we're talking about is we really put a lot of thought and research into our home show that we do annually on Daniel Island. And this year we decided to change things up to really add an exciting new element, which is going to be the craft beer festival that's going to be going on at the at the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival April 22nd and 23rd. And so we've got the home show, which takes place underneath the stadium seating in the area surrounding the concourse surrounding the stadium. But then we're also partnering with a Snappy event and you folks are organizing the craft beer festival, in which talk about that a little bit in general.
Yeah, it's going to be a great couple days. I mean, what better thought of having an ice cold beer and walking around and looking at some great vendors in the show. And you know, we're going to kind of add a little flair to it by bringing out some test kitchen demos with the green egg, and my sidekick here Doug's going to be throwing at some different tacos. We're gonna do some sliders, but back to the beer part, we're going to have, you know, a dozen or more different craft beer, local, regional, obviously some bigger boys, nationwide, just having some beer. And should be a good day.
Good deal. So people will the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival, free parking, free admission, and then in association with the home show, we've got the craft beer festival going on. And so for one price, they're gonna buy a $25 ticket, right? And we don't have the tickets quite on sale yet, but we will be announcing that very, very soon. So for one price, for $25, what will they get for that, Paul?
They'll get a 5-ounce sampling cup and basically a passport book of the different beers that are out there. They'll get to go around and try, and it's kind of a good way to, if you're a beer advocate and there's some different stuff out there you really want to, you know, maybe just taste, get a sample of it, and move to the next one. You know, and with that, we're going to have some food out there as well. So it's a pretty good deal if you want to come out and try some good beer, look at some cool stuff around the area. We got live music both days. It's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of excitement.
Good deal. And so, Doug, Chef Doug, you're going to be involved with the Craft Beer Festival as well. Talk about your role.
Yeah, we're going to be playing around with the green egg that we've been so graciously donated to play with. We have a large one and an extra large one, and we're going to embrace the use of it in its many ways and just show you how you can use it at home if you're unfamiliar with it. We're going to be doing two different tacos. One is going to be a cilantro lime marinated chicken thigh. We're going to do a quick sear on it so you can show how you can just like fire it up and grill. And then on the second application, we're going to be doing a coffee rubbed brisket. We're going to slow cook this bad boy. And we're blessed enough to have our own tortilla making machine down at our Spring Sheet venue, where we're going to do a coffee flavored tortilla to go along with the brisket. Along with that, we're going to have a couple of the friends that I know around here, a food truck or two. And we're
Tim's
all gonna...
salivating over there. Be careful. All right.
I'm just...
Yeah, it sounds great.
Yeah, it's getting me all hot and bothered right now. I'm just getting excited. So the three of us, we're going to be showing how the green egg can be used in several different ways that may dull down the intimidation that some people may have with the green egg, just because it's such a powerful beast and mm-hmm. it's fun to cook with. So it's going to be fun. Good food, good people, good vibes, good energy, good beer. On top of the beer thing, we're going to definitely be embracing that. I'm sure we're going to find one way or another to use these local beers, but it's a cool thing to experience if you were familiar with the restaurants that we're going to be down there making the tacos. Also, discovering these microbrews around the area that you probably had no idea about. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be a showdown of food heaven.
Good deal. So for one price, for a $25 ticket, you're going to get a commemorative mug, and you're going to be able to go around and sample numerous different beers. But then in addition, you're also going to get a certain number of food items that will be part of that $25 ticket. Yep. That's where Chef Doug comes in, right? And you're,
yep.
And so Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens, they're donating a couple of these big green eggs, and so Chef Doug, you're going to be cooking on these big green eggs, and will homeowners be able to kind of walk right up to you and talk with you, and you'll be able to kind of tell them some of your tips and tricks about using this big green egg, whether you're cooking hot and fast or nice and slow?
Yeah, absolutely. We're not going to hide these bad boys from anyone to take a look at. We'll put them right out front and show what we're doing. And I'm going to have a stack of aprons, too. So if you ask too many questions, I'm going to throw an apron on you and get you to pick up some tongs and play around with it with us. So absolutely, we'll be able to answer all questions to the best of our ability. And if we don't know it, we'll figure it out. And if there's something that we're unsure of as well, we could even play around the green egg right there in person mm-hmm. And figure it out. So, of course, it's going to be very involved with the green egg and food aspect. So we're not going to shy away from questions at all.
You know, the big green egg has been on my list to purchase for quite some time. But I keep asking people, is there a big learning curve involved with using a big green egg? And everybody tells me, no, it's really simple. It's nice and easy. But maybe just watching somebody use it and being right there, that would make me feel a lot better about making the purchase and being able to use it alone at home.
Yeah, agreed. There, not in the sense of a learning curve. If you're used to using gas, then, of course, there's going to be a difference of where you turn a knob and hit a button, the thing cranks up. Here, you definitely have to have a concept of how to stack your coal to build a fire. You can't just pile it in there because that's what fire needs, oxygen and fuel. So in the sense of a learning curve, if you don't know how to build a fire to start a charcoal grill, then we may have some issues, but that would be the biggest feat for us to overcome, is showing you how to build a little starter fire to get your green egg rolling. Other than that, it's just like understanding a conventional oven or a convection oven. There's different types of baking to time, temperature, and cooking. So this bad boy will hold heat, so you don't want to get overzealous where you're used to a charcoal grill and you want to keep adding more to maintain your heat. This guy definitely saves you money in the cost of fuel for the green egg, and then it's just rocking and rolling throat. So there's not too much of a drastic learning curve. It's definitely easily manageable, for sure.
Gotcha.
110%. And we're able to buffer or, you know, help people feel better about using these things.
Nice. And Paul, I wanted to take a moment and just kind of talk about your background. You've been in food and beverage for many, many, many years. I kind of discovered who your company was when I went to one of your events, the very successful MACOff that is held every year here in Mount Pleasant. And I brought my daughter because that's about all she eats is macaroni and cheese, and was just blown away by the hundreds and hundreds of people and the dozens of restaurants and all the people that are, you know, drinking and having a good time and what a well-organized event. And I said, you know, if this guy can manage to motivate all these people to come out to a macaroni and cheese focused festival, man, he's going to do a great job for us if we get him involved with the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Show.
I appreciate that. Yeah, you know, mac and cheese is definitely a southern thing and
comfort food,
and I think the green eggs going to stack up right next to it. You know, so yeah, we're looking forward to it. We're you know, Charleston, Mount Pleasant, Danielle, they're great cities, and people like to do things. Like to go outside and enjoy the day, and you know, hopefully we'll have some great weather. And I know the surroundings of the booths and the vendors and the beer and the food and the music, it's gonna be a good time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it is rain or shine. We've got a space set aside in case it does rain for the craft beer festival to be set up. But you're right. You've always had really good weather at your events, so we're hoping that you'll kind of bring that magic with you to the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival. It's coming up April 22nd and 23rd. As I mentioned, free admission, free parking for the home show, and then for only $25, you can buy a ticket for the craft beer festival, which is going to get you numerous samples of microbrewery craft beer, and then also some great food that is cooked right at backyard style on a big green egg by Chef Doug and some other guest chefs that are going to be there as well. So when we're going to be putting tickets on sale for the craft beer festival very, very soon, and you can go to our website, the DanielIslandHomeShow.com, DanielIslandHomeShow.com. And will you have tickets?
Yeah, I'm on the Snappy Event website as well, www.asnappyevent.com.
Okay, good deal. Well, we have been talking with Paul Farrell and Doug Tronzo with the Craft Beer Festival coming up April 22nd and 23rd at the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival at Volvo Car Stadium. Thanks so much, gentlemen.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
See you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens. And now we're talking with Zach Faulkner with Smart Vent Foundation Flood Vents. How you doing, Zach?
I'm great, Tim.
Good. Take a moment and tell everybody about Smart Vent Foundation Flood Vents.
Yep. Smart Vent, we're a company that does overall flood mitigation, and then we sell flood protection products. Mostly, we're concentrated on selling and manufacturing ICCES certified engineered flood vents, and ICCES is the International Code Council's evaluation service, and they actually performance test flood vents, which kind of sounds funny, but it's necessary to make sure that these vents can equalize hydrostatic pressure, which is why in every enclosed area below the base flood elevation, it's required to have some sort of venting to equalize that flood water pressure that can cause structural damage to your foundation.
Mm, gotcha. And Zach, I understand you were involved with a lunch and learn for an architectural firm earlier. And what were you kind of teaching these architects?
Sure. Yeah, we was at Wayne Wyndham Architects, which is here in Charleston. Great firm. Do some beautiful homes. We have multiple different continuing education courses for multiple different types of professionals in the building industry, and everything from architects to surveyors to engineers. We're actually a preferred educator for the ICC, the actual building officials. But that particular course, we went over floodproofing, both wet and dry, and commercial and residential. So we really cover any and everything flood related, especially specifically the building codes. And everybody on our staff, including myself, is a certified floodplain manager. So we really like to put ourselves out there as a resource for anything flood.
Mm-hmm. What do the Smart Vent Foundation flood vents look like?
Right. So they are 316 marine grade stainless steel, constructed of 316 marine grade stainless steel. We're actually 100% American made, actually in Anderson, South Carolina, which is cool because I'm a South Carolina resident, was born here, still live here. I love that we make our products here. But it is a basically stainless steel flood vent. We've got a couple different models. We have a dual function vent, which dual functions as an air vent, lets air flow through and functions as a flood vent. And then we have an insulated model, which is more of a solid look in comparison to the vented dual function vent, if you will.
Mm-hmm. And how does the Smart Vent Foundation flood vent work when there is a lot of rain or
flood scenario.
A flood scenario.
Yeah. Yep. So we've got, we're actually, again, ICCES certified, and FEMA says you can use either engineered or non-engineered vents. We qualify, one of the only few companies that qualifies as a true engineered vent. And our vents actually have floats inside that with the rise of the flood water, the floats will lift up and then let the vent basically hinge, and whichever way the water is going, the vent can just swing and open up and let that water and debris pass through. You have to have vents on at least two walls, so the water needs to be able to get in and out at the same time. The problem with a lot of people's vents around the Charleston area with the older homes is they've got typical non-engineered openings, which are basically just air vents that are used as flood vents. They've got a mesh screen on the back that's going to get jammed with debris point blank, period. The new construction that South Carolina is using, the building codes, is 2015 IRC and IBC, the International Residential and Commercial or Building Code. And it states in there from the American Society of Civil Engineers that these types of devices should be avoided, ones that have been shown to get clogged with debris, that have, you know, faceplates, screens, covers, all that type of stuff should be avoided. So they've gone a step further for new construction to say you should avoid them. They don't say that you can't, but it's a step in the right direction. So our vents are literally performance tested to work in flood scenarios to equalize the hydrostatic pressure, take that flood water pressure off of your foundation.
And if you have air vents on your house right now, or I've even seen some kind of like something, I don't want to say homemade, but something that the
wooden
builder
gable
has made
vent,
on site. If those type of air vents are replaced with smart vent foundation flood vents,
right?
How will they save
money?
Homeowners money?
Yeah. Okay. So one of the top issues that cost homeowners money and why their flood insurance is at a high premium is because they have inadequate venting or non-compliant vents. Our FRE program, Flood Risk Evaluator, is a service that we have to help homeowners lower their flood insurance. All we need to do that is get a copy of their elevation certificate. Flood insurance is strictly based off of your elevation certificate. All an insurance agent does is take a copy of that EC for elevation certificate, literally just copy and paste information from that into a program, and then it spits out a dollar sign. And essentially everybody's got the same program, but you do kind of want to shop around on your flood insurance just to be safe, make sure you're getting the properly rated. But with that being said, so our FRE program, if a homeowner sends us their elevation certificate, which they can do at email it into EC@yourfloodrisk.com or just go to yourfloodrisk.com, the website, and upload it there. It's a complimentary service. We can tell any and every single possible scenario for them to lower their flood insurance by becoming more compliant, by becoming more flood resilient, the structure of their home, and tell them each and every single possible scenario for them to lower their flood insurance and exactly how much it's going to lower by and exactly what their new premium will be before they actually spend any money on the mitigation. So anybody who's paying flood insurance should send us in their elevation certificate just to see if there's something out there that they can do to lower their insurance.
Because and the insurance companies are happy to lower the insurance because they if it's verified that the homeowner has had Smart Vent Foundation flood vents installed, then they're familiar with your product and they know that how these are going to work in a flood scenario.
Right. Yeah. They're lowering their risk, really. You know, they're all going to lower the premium, but they're also lowering the risk because our vents have been proven. We've been in the industry for over 15, 16 years, been through 30 plus major floods, over 3 hurricanes now, and our vents actually work. And yes, we are the name in the industry. And there's a reason for that because it's a quality product and it does work. It does help people save money on their flood insurance and it should give them peace of mind because they know if there's a flood scenario, our vents are going to hold up and then take that pressure off the foundation and they're going to be able to move in the move back into their home the day after the flood's gone because they won't have any structural damage.
Does Smart Vent Foundation Flood Vents have any kind of programs for builders?
Yeah, we do. We actually have a brand new program called FISBA, we call it, the acronym, Flood Zone Builder Alliance. We do plan review. So again, everybody on our staff is actually a certified floodplain manager through FEMA, and then we have our engineering team. So forever we've been marketing towards architects, hey, send us your plans. We'll make sure that they're FEMA compliant. If they're already specking us, awesome. You know, if not, we'll spec them in for them. But then we're like, why aren't we going after builders with this? So we've developed a whole new a website for them. It's free for them to sign up right now, the Flood Zone Builder Alliance program. They become part of the website. We do additional marketing for them on via Google AdWords and other social media outlets. And then they can send us their plans that are in the floodplain. We review them for free, make sure they're FEMA compliant. If they're not, we tell them what they need to do to mitigate those plans to make them FEMA compliant. And then we own our own insurance company, so we can also provide them with a pre-construction flood insurance quote. Once the pre-construction elevation certificate is completed. And that's amazing for them because they can then in turn advertise themselves that they actually build FEMA compliant homes that are going to be safer, more flood resilient in the event of a flood. And because of that compliancy, their clients are going to get the lowest possible flood insurance premiums available. And you know, in an area like Charleston where there's so much flood, there's so much floodplain, people are building all around it in it. Flood insurance is a big deal. So being able to know that your home is built to, you know, the highest standards and they're top quality products all the way around, and to have a low flood insurance premium on top of that is kind of a win-win scenario.
How can folks get more information about Smart Vent Foundation Flood Vents?
Yep, smartvent.com. You look us up on YouTube. We have Facebook, Instagram, all that kind of stuff. They can check us out. We've got some informative videos. We got a bunch of videos that you did with us at the home and design shows on our YouTube as well, which is pretty cool. But just smartvent.com. Yourfloodrisk.com for the Flood Risk Evaluator program if they want to figure out how to lower their flood insurance.
Very good. Well, we have been talking with Zach Faulkner with Smart Vent Foundation Flood Vents. Thanks so much, Zach.
Thanks, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens, located at 1000 Johnny Dodds Boulevard in Mount Pleasant, right next to the Publix supermarket. And look for the Chick-fil-A out near Highway 17 as a landmark. And now we're talking with Jamie Nelson with Carolina Lanterns and Lighting. How you doing, Jamie?
I'm great, Tim. How are you?
Good. Jamie, take a moment and tell everybody about Carolina Lanterns and Lighting.
Carolina Lanterns and Lighting is a full-service lighting showroom located at 1362 Chuck Dolly Boulevard. And, you know, if you come into the showroom, you'll notice that we have everything from the decorative fixtures to the lanterns. And then we have also have a lighting lab, which will allow you to, you know, go in and look at under cabinet lighting and recess lighting and task lighting and things like that.
Gotcha. And, Jamie, a lot of our listeners, we have a lot of building and remodeling professionals who listen to our radio show. They may recognize your name. You're a very well-known fixture in the Charleston home building industry, and you were kind of in the countertop business, right, for many years.
Yes, that's right.
And
that's
now
right.
You've got a
I was here in the market for 15 years and with Palmetto Surfacing, and have been with Carolina Lanterns and Lighting for 5 months. I'm really enjoying myself in the new role and enjoying getting to deal with my same, you know, group of clients, just with a different product and a different team.
Right. So Jamie, tell us about the Carolina Lanterns and Lighting showroom. Like, what will people experience when they visit
Our showroom is of course, again, located at the corner of Bowman Road and Chuck Dolly. So when you walk in the showroom, you'll notice that it's focused in the beginning on the interior lighting, And then there's a lighting lab also located in the middle of the showroom, which will get you the under cabinet lighting and your recess lighting. And the decorative section is going to be from sconces to chandeliers to pendants and all that sort of thing. And then when you go to the back of the showroom, we are focused on lanterns, because lanterns is a big part of our business. And lanterns from gas to electric, really a lot of the different coppersmiths that we offer are represented in that back area where the lanterns are.
Mm-hmm. Why do they call it a lighting lab?
A lighting lab. Well, a lot of people want to see what under cabinet lighting looks like in an actual application, meaning we have some cabinets in there, we have countertop. It reminds you of just walking into a kitchen. And then you can turn on the under cabinet lighting and change the color temperatures from a 2700K to a 3000K and just see how that affects the actual countertop. And then you can also see recessed lighting and see how the beam spreads. And, there's a lot of things that are focused on task lighting that you can really only see if the light's installed, and you can have it in an application style.
Gotcha. And Carolina Lanterns and Lighting, you folks started out, Jan Klaus is the owner, and she started out just with lanterns. You folks have made a really good name for yourselves nationwide, right?
Yeah, lantern. Jan started in 99, selling lanterns, and it's still a big part of our business. And honestly, it's evolved. We really do a big business locally, but nationally we sell a lot of lanterns on a national level. And the lighting came in, really, we want to be a full service lighting showroom, and it was just a natural progression to go into lighting, because a lot of our builder clients and our homeowners, wanted a place where they could buy a lantern, but also they want a place where they can come in and buy, a full house package. And that's really, what we try to offer is, we offer interior, decorative and task, and then exterior, start from the front to the back.
Good deal. And, Carolina Lanterns and Lighting, you folks have been involved with Southern Living Magazine's Idea Houses a number of years, right?
Yes, we have. And last year we did the Southern Living Idea Home in Birmingham, and this year we are doing the Coastal Living Idea Home in Rhode Island. Mm-hmm. And we would have done the Southern Living Idea Home, but it actually is on Bald Head Island, where they don't allow exterior lights, because of the turtles. So we opted for the Coastal Living Idea Home, and it's a way of us promoting ourselves on a national level for the lantern business.
Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of people would love to be able to promote themselves on a national basis, but the Coastal Living Magazine and Southern Living Magazine people, they're very picky about what goes into their idea homes, and so that's a great feather in your cap to Carolina Lanterns and Lighting to be chosen by those prestigious magazines to be part of their idea houses.
Yeah, we feel honored to be a part of it, and we're actually going. It's in June. The Coastal Living Idea Home party will be in June up in Rhode Island, and we'll go up there and have a good time.
Nice, very good. And besides the Carolina Lanterns and Lighting showroom, you folks also have a clearance center. Talk about that a little bit.
Yes, we do. We have it performs two functions. It's the warehouse for our for Carolina Lanterns, and the back is where we build our pallets for our builders and our homeowners who are placing orders that are so big that they need to be, placed on pallets and built from an order. But then the front of the building is a clearance center where we can, offer some of the items that might have been returned. I would encourage you to get over there, and there's a sales staff there that can show you around. But it's a place where people can go around and cash and carry, lighting. All the lighting's right there, and essentially you pay for it and you leave. Whereas a lot of the stuff in our showroom, we stock a handful of it at the warehouse, but you do need to order some of the things if you were to go to the Carolina Lantern showroom.
Yeah, and a lot of people might only want one or two fixtures or have some small project around the house, and they might be able to get a fixture that's meant for a custom home at a very reduced price.
Yeah, yeah. The clearance center is, it's got a lot of different fixtures that are, you know, from sconces. It's basically a good place to go, and it's kind of like a treasure hunt. There's a lot of things in there, and you kind of work your way through and find something that works for you.
Mm-hmm. Talk about some of the lighting trends that you're seeing at Carolina Lanterns and Lighting.
You know, we go to market twice a year, which is the national lighting market in Dallas, and it seems from a lamping standpoint, which is the light bulbs, it's all going LED. You know, LED, compact fluorescents are a thing of the past. It's all going LED. Another trend that we're seeing are the nostalgic bulbs are becoming more popular, which are the Edison type bulbs you see that are, you know, really, you know, nice looking. And then from a decorative fixture standpoint, brands like Hudson Valley and Hubbardton Forge that we carry are, you know, coming out with a modern line and then also a more traditional line to kind of cover everybody's taste.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of finishes are you seeing people choosing?
You know, Tim, that's a great question. You know, the finishes are still, you know, mainly focused on polished nickel and, you know, a brushed nickel. And then, of course, the oil rub bronze and black are popular. But what we're seeing now is a steel finishes are coming in, textured finishes, more of the metallic finishes. And then also shades of gold are starting to come back. You know, there's a lot of warmer tones coming back that are termed in a lot of different ways by the various manufacturers, but essentially it's a warmer, you know, gold tone entering back into the scene.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know if this is related or not, but when I listen to Rush Limbaugh, he gives away iPhones a lot of times on the air, and I guess the color rose gold is like one of the most popular iPhone color. So I don't know, that might be related to the trend that you're talking about.
You know, colors come and go, and you know, we've seen gray be the dominant color, which has led people to the brushed nickel and the polished nickel for a long time. But just like everything, things will change. I think the biggest thing to remember these days is that you really don't have to match everything. So in other words, it's just completely fine to mix and match finishes. Mm-hmm. And combine different looks in the same space. Mm-hmm. Whereas I think for a long time people thought they had to have everything coordinated.
Mm-hmm. And Carolina Lanterns and Lighting, you folks have a lot of people in your showroom who can really kind of take the homeowner by the hand and guide them for whatever lighting needs that they have, and help them determine what styles and what finishes, just to make sure that when people visit their home, they'll be oohing and aahing, right?
Yes, I mean, we are very fortunate to have an extremely knowledgeable and professional staff, and you know, they know we do trainings every single week, and a lot of these, you know, a few of our employees have been in the business for 10 and 12 years. So we've got some great experience. And I think, you know, if you come to the showroom, you know, there's not a section of your house that we can't give you advice on.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Well, how can folks get more information about Carolina Lanterns and Lighting?
Well, you could call the showroom at 881-4170, or you can always drop by. We'd love to just have you drop in at 1362 Chuck Dolly Boulevard. Or, of course, carolinalanterns.com is a great place to start as well.
Okay, great. Well, we have been talking with Jamie Nelson with Carolina Lanterns and Lighting, and congratulations on your new position.
Thank you, Tim. Talking about a home. Talking about me and you, the things we'll do or say to home. I'm not talking about a one night stand. I wanna be your man. I said a home. You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show and the Custom Home and Remodel Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit newhomecharleston.com, Charleston's online home show, and home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you.